It is our favorite hour of every week. It is Festivus Friday. We do have some lines open if you want to grab them. Logan will get with you in just a second. If the phone is ringing, you are in. Just be patient. 913-586-7798. And don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can find that at our website at www.kmbz.com.
You know what? My grievance is we shouldn't have to say www. Because
nobody does.
I just did it again. Because if it's a website, it automatically starts with that, that all the time.
Why did you say it?
www.
I was dying.
I didn't have a grievance, and now I do. You shouldn't have to say the www because it's just, it's like when you say Kansas City, we mean Missouri.
Right.
You don't have to say Kansas City, Missouri.
Nobody ever says www anymore.
I sounded like Homer Fudd.
Oh my God. All right. We do have some lines open. If you've got a grievance, 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go straight to the top. He was very patient, first in, first up, and that is Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hello, Jim.
This one is extremely serious to me, and it took almost four years for it to come to fruition. And it had to do with my wife's cancer that was abdominal that killed her.
I'm sorry.
And the only thing that I could do was provide comfort to her. And the only thing that doctors could do was provide a little bit of comfort.
Jim, I hate to do this because I know that this is a serious grievance for you.
We want to hear your grievance, but you are we could hear about every fourth word. We're going to give you a minute, see if you can get to higher ground and come right back. So hang on the line, Jim.
All right, Kathy in Olathe. Kathy, good afternoon. Hello.
So my grievance is that people apparently don't engage their brains and let the computer do the work. And they use a single leading quotation mark in place of a apostrophe. And I'm looking at you, Chiefs, with your newest Red Friday flag. How about them Chiefs that has not an apostrophe for the A, but a single leading quotation mark?
No.
Yeah.
This is on the new Chiefs flag?
It's on the new Chiefs flag?
Yes.
Wait.
I did artwork yesterday, and I looked at it, and I was like, are you kidding me? You guys have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of marketing budget, and not one of you looked and said, oh, that's not the right punctuation mark.
And where and in what word would we find the apostrophe quotation mistake?
About.
Oh, bout. How about those Chiefs?
Took out the A.
Oh, I see. How about? Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Well, good catch. All right, be well. Sean in Lawrence. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. I hope you guys had a good week. So I have a two-parter here, and I'll make it quick. My grievance would be... You know, it's unfortunate that you guys aren't the only radio station because here comes the compliment. But you guys, and I'm originally from Michigan, so I know Sam Stevie's having a good old time back home. But you guys are by far the best radio station I've ever heard. Your show is just the way you and Dana, your chemistry, the laughter, the sentence. She's goofy as all get out, but it's just you guys don't know what other people are going through, and your ability to engage with your audience. And your personalities are just so formidable together. And so some people out here really appreciate the time that they spend in their car being able to hear you guys. And Dana, don't get mad at me, but being from Michigan, you already know who my team is. We see you guys in a few weeks.
That's right.
So, all right, I'm not going to say it, but let's go. You know what color. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Which team is he talking about?
Is it the Lions?
Well, Detroit is, is in Michigan.
In my mind, I was like, is there another one? I think he's talking about the Lions.
Is he talking about, are the Lions playing? I haven't looked at the schedule.
I haven't looked at the schedule either. Do you know what I was busy doing? Looking at the flag, trying to find the apostrophe goof.
Well, they unveiled it yesterday because I saw Patrick.
Did they unveil it or unveil it?
They unveiled it. You could probably go to their website at www.kc.com. By the way, caller,
I am never going to live that down. Thank you, caller.
Thank you for the kind words. That really means a lot. All right, let's try to get Jim back on. Jim, are you on higher ground?
I hope so. If not, I'll call next week on the landline.
We can hear you now. Start all over. Go ahead.
All right. This is something that happened to me in over a 3, almost 4 year period. It had to do with my wife's abdominal cancer.
Okay. I'm sorry about
that. So that's the only thing that I could do was provide comfort to her, and the only treatment was to provide comfort. There was no cure. There was no nothing. For all these years that we have touted cancer research and all the money that has been spent on it, to have that little success to show for it, I want those researchers held accountable, and I want results for the money that we're paying. This was just because we essentially didn't have any more results than if we were dealing with a psycher, Edgar Cayce, of eating ground apricot pits. It's infuriating, and being with her until she took her last breath and knowing that, the anger that's inside of me is nearly immeasurable.
Jim, we are so sorry.
To hear it. Take care.
All right, brother. All right. Be well.
We wish you peace, Jim. Always.
All right. I looked at the KU football schedule. They don't play Michigan. And I'm currently looking at the Chiefs schedule, and I don't see Detroit anywhere. Hang on.
Could it possibly be in reference to the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals? Because they play twice at the end of August. They play three games on the road and three at home.
The Chiefs do play the Lions on October 12th.
Okay.
At night.
Well, either way, go KC.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet Barb in Odessa. Hello, Sweet Barb.
Hi, sweetie. I'm laughing myself to death driving. You guys are so funny. Listen, I have a couple things I ask you real quick. What happened to Stella? I must have missed it. Your other dog, when did she pass away?
I just got a new dog, Barb.
I know, but then what happened to the other dog?
Oh, sweet Stella, she died at the age of 14 last July.
Okay, I must have missed that. And then where's that Dana's dog?
Odie went to the Rainbow Bridge.
Crossed right over that Rainbow Bridge, Barb, but thank you for bringing that up on a Friday. No,
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
Odie went across the Rainbow Bridge right before Stella did.
Yeah. Odie urinated all over the Rainbow Bridge on his way out.
Oh, bless his heart. And then I got some real good news. I went to the doctor today, and my doctor told me I'm as good as a 25-year-old.
Is that a fact?
Barb!
Yeah, my blood pressure's 124 through 67.
My goodness,
that's
good.
That's better than mine.
That's really good, yeah. Barb.
I know. I'm just so thrilled. And my cancer screen was clear, so I'm thankful for that.
Praise the Lord.
And then the other thing I want to say my grievance is, why is it, Scott, when you sign up for a cable bill, and then they sign a 2-year contract, why do they not tell you after the contract's up that you have to go back and they add all this on? I got a bill for $385 yesterday.
Merciful Jesus.
Don't you pay that. They're trying to scam you.
Yeah.
I said, are you people crazy? I never saw anything like that. That's not right, Dan. That's not fair.
I agree, Barb.
All right, Barb, you have a great weekend.
You give it to him.
That does free up a line at 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right.
Are we starting over?
Apparently the first segment wasn't very good, according to Logan, and we're starting all over. Welcome back to Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate at www.q39kc.com. That is our web address. Michael in Independence. Hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I have a grievance and a gratitude on the same topic. I'm so irritated, get so tired of seeing temp tags. Pay your sales tax. You can't afford to buy the car. Or the sales tax, you can't afford the car. But I'm glad Missouri's taking temp tags away.
Yep. No more. In a few weeks, actually.
Good.
And,
thank you.
Oh, you were doing it at the same time.
Yeah, that was his grievance and his gratitude.
Oh, okay, got you, brother.
Positive and negative.
Okay, man. Take care. Jack in Lewisburg. Jack, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, friends.
Hi.
I know you guys are doing well. Thank you for your show. I know I'm part of it, but, you know, I don't get paid, so it's all good. My grievance is, what happened to the roadkill crew? Why is there deer carcasses been on the sides of the road from the day they were hit to 2 months later to where they're flatter than a pancake?
It's a great question.
Where'd they go? What happened to them?
Vultures got to eat, you know.
Well, yeah, but I don't see the vultures eating them.
But why are they just out there? I have a guess, but I'm not ready to offer it here.
No, go ahead.
There was a company that handled all of that for the cities. And the company exchanged hands, and maybe, I don't know.
This is just a theory of yours. You don't know this for a fact.
Somebody has to be in charge of that when animals die, right?
Couldn't it be the Public Works Department? Are they really doing much anyway?
I think they contracted out. You know, I don't know. It's a great question.
Dina in Lawrence. Dina, hello.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing very well.
Okay, I won't put my plumbing commercial on this time, but Dana, how's your toilet working out? Okay.
So good, thank you. We have not flushed any bowling balls or pool balls or golf balls yet.
Hmm. Okay, good to know. And I did get a phone call from somebody that was asking questions. But anyway, and then the other thing, was that a drug bust that went on that you guys were talking about watching out the window?
Yes, right outside of our window.
It wasn't a drug bust.
It was a drop.
We believe it was actually a pickup, we believe, because he came out with a bag from the marsh and he put the bag in the trunk of his car.
And then later a woman showed up and pulled over and went into the same marsh. We believe that was the pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so my grievance is all these cords that are attached to your equipment to work, your computers, the box, the monitors, all of that. I had to get under my desk to unplug something, and I tell you what, I got caught up in the biggest web of cords, and I'm thinking, can we not get rid of all these cords that attach everything?
Mm.
They're crazy.
That's a good point. How would you power the computer though?
Wi-Fi. I mean, you could have one cord. Can't you have one box that your monitors plug into, nice and tidy, and then that cord goes down, so you have one cord going down, then you have these little short cords.
Hmm. Yeah, you lost me a computer, Dina.
I tell you what, if I wouldn't have got out of that web, I wouldn't have been found till Monday because nobody else was in the office.
All right, Dean, appreciate it. Marvin in Buckner. Hello, Marvin.
Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you. It's yours.
My grievance is with you, man. I thought we were buds. How can you not like the Steve Miller Band?
It's very easy. His music sucks.
Hey, you know, he was taught to play guitar by Les Paul. Think of all them songs that he's got.
Now I'm mad at Les Paul for even teaching him how to play the guitar.
Oh, man, I thought we were fun. Scott Parks. Love the show, guys.
Okay, be good. Freeze up the line if you want it at 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of open lines, 913-586-7798. Let's go to Kelly in Olathe. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, guys. How is everybody?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Happy Friday. I have a grievance and a gratitude, but I have to do my grievance first. I know we were talking about knitting last week. We kind of talked about knitting as a hobby, and I've been a long-time knitter for over 20 years, and I love, love, love to knit. And I have a knitting bag that has all my supplies in it, and usually every night I take it upstairs because I have two puppies. Well, I came downstairs one morning this week, and the puppies had gotten into all of my knitting and chewed up my scarf that I was making for my mom for Christmas, and these booties that I was making for my little nephew that was just born. And I was so angry, but my gratitude is, for anybody that knows about knitting, I was able to pick up all the stitches, all the correct stitches, and I was able to fix the booties and fix my scarf.
You
so
fixed
the dogs
them.
Are living. The puppies have lived to see another day.
Are we going to keep them?
I'm going to keep them. I love them.
All right.
They're worthless, but you know you got to love these puppies.
Right on.
So,
well, Kelly, have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, be safe. Be well. Mike in North Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Can we talk about construction again?
Yeah.
Not the zipper, though.
Not the zipper merge. You want to talk about construction?
Yeah, so I go through 2 miles of construction,
mm-hmm.
and nothing going on but perfectly straight cones. For 2 miles, get to the end, nothing happened. This goes on for weeks. Why don't we teach the cone guy how to run a bulldozer, and let's get some road work done?
Now, I have heard a theory, Mike, and I don't know if this is true, because I, too, have a grievance with the same kind of grievance that you have. There's a lot of construction going on around where I live and even on the way to work. And it always seems as I'm driving past all these cones that nobody seems to be doing any work. The theory I once heard is that's the city and the company's way of getting traffic used to the fact that it's going to be less a lane or something. That's what I heard, was that they will leave it unconstructed, if you will, for a week or 2 weeks to get everybody used to the idea that the drive to work is now going to take about 5 minutes longer or something like that.
All right, fair enough. Well, you guys are the cheapest therapy a guy can find. Thank you.
You bet, buddy. All right, Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. We have every line now officially open.
Uh-oh.
We got everybody in that first half hour. If you call now, we'll get you in the second half hour. The telephone number is 913-586-7798. Every line is open. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Breaking news, that manhunt in Montana for the Army veteran who allegedly killed 4 people at a bar not far from his home has just been captured. He was on the run for 8 days. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com. Let's go to Danny in Kansas City. Danny, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I wasn't going to ask that. I'm glad you're well. I was going to skip right past that. I have a grievance today.
Yes.
I have gone down every rabbit hole of the internet, and I, for the life of me, cannot find Dana on The Price is Right.
Do you remember what day that aired?
Yeah, someone sent it to me, a link the other day. Not the other day. It's been a while, but someone sent it to me, and it was on YouTube, Danny.
It sounds like your text line needs to just send that link back to me now that they have my phone number.
I think if you just go to YouTube, and you do, I think if you just search my name and The Price is Right on YouTube, you'll find it.
Okay, but if not, I'll be calling you guys next Friday.
Okay.
You do it.
By the way, I just found it.
No way.
Yes.
What?
All I typed into Google was Dana Wright, Price is Right, and it popped right up.
Yeah, I have a witness. My friend didn't believe me either, and he couldn't find it. We're technology savvy. We know how to use the internet.
Did you spell my name Donna?
No, absolutely not. I'm Danny. Of course I know how to spell Dana.
Her appearance was, I believe, on February 24th, 2014.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Danny. And by the way, don't ever Google yourself, because you just did that, and then I Googled to see if it would pop up Price is Right, because it used to be the very first thing that popped up. It is now not the first thing that pops up. It's like 9 down the list.
What's the first one?
Dana's new boyfriend.
Really?
It has been over a year.
Michael in Belton. Hello, Michael.
No way. Hey, guys. How's
Hi.
It going?
It's going well. Thank you, man.
Fantastic. So I'm going to bring you a gratitude today, especially focused towards Dana. My brother-in-law shared a new app with me from the birder community.
Yes.
It is called Merlin ID. Mm-hmm. It is a bird song identifier.
Yes.
It is amazing, Dana. I think you would have so much fun with it. Once you download the app, when you hit start, it starts recording the bird sounds around you, and it identifies what birds they are. Then you can look for them and ID them. I had so much fun with this when we were down there in Springfield. I mean, I got bald eagles and my favorite bird, the scissor tail flycatcher.
You got the scissor tail flycatcher?
You saw one?
You bet. Yes, I did. And not only it recorded it about 30 minutes before I saw it. It was so fun.
Well, I'll tell you this,
you
Michael.
Would have a blast.
You know what? You are about the fifth person, including Carrie, by the way, that has said to me, "Why do you not have the Merlin app? I'm going to download it now, and I'm going to go home, and I'm just going to listen to my birds because they're all around me."
Are you going to go snipe hunting?
I might.
Have you ever hunt for a snipe bird?
No, I have not.
I'll take you. Let's go to Tanya. No. Tanya, you're up after Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. You guys sound like you're doing great.
Well,
yes,
we are.
Thank you.
My grievance is all the people in Johnson, Miami, and Linn County that obviously failed turn signal school. And in Linn Valley, all the people that drive their golf carts around that don't have turn signals, they've forgotten all their hand signals from when they were kids.
All right.
And I think those are important.
All right. We're going to go to Tanya. But Tanya, before you share your grievance, keep in mind, we do have a policy. I see that you have a grievance with a local business. You cannot name the business by its actual name. Okay.
Thank you, swear.
Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a grievance with a three-letter lower-budget car dealership company down the street from you guys on Shawnee Mission Parkway. I live one street behind Shawnee Mission Parkway, and they move their vehicles so fast down our neighborhood.
Yep.
And then they dart back and forth across yes. Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Tanya, oh girl, you
both of you, both of you, back in your corners.
No.
Do not name the business.
Tanya, you are here for me, and I am here for you, and here's why. We were driving the other day, and I said the exact same thing to Johnny. And then my daughter yesterday was in the car, and I go, "Do you see this? This is essentially a highway here on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and people run back and forth all the time." I know exactly the spot you're talking about.
They drive so fast down my street. My five-year-old son, you know, I don't just leave him out in the front yard, but he's out playing, you know, in the driveway. I've gone in there. I drop him off at preschool. I've gone in there and said, "Hey, guys, I get it. Sense of urgency. I can appreciate that. I'm not trying to be a Karen. But can you just kind of pump the brakes when you're on the actual streets that we live on?" This is a five-year battle, I feel like I've been with this particular car company. And if I could spread a little awareness via you, Dana, I would appreciate
it. Well, girl, I am with you. I don't know about the speeding, Scott, but the running back and forth, I see it.
You're talking about humans actually running across the street. I know what you're talking about.
Running across essentially a highway. And what's going to happen is that someone that's just trying to get home from work is going to smoosh one of those employees like a grape. And I'm telling you, it should not be legal. I'm going to say it right now.
It's not.
Mission Police, or who owns that road right there?
That would be Overland Park.
Overland Park needs to go over there to those businesses and say, "Knock it off. No more. No more with the running back and forth. Because someone is going to get killed, and all I'm trying to do is get home."
Dana, there's always somebody running across that street.
Do they need a skywalk there?
At 6 o'clock.
There's not. Like, where are they going?
Okay.
There's an office complex. There's a liquor store. There's a little Chinese, like, Thai restaurant. Like, how important is your life that you're darting back and forth across the highway?
I think they all work for the same business that has offices on the south side and the north side.
They should not have their employees running back and forth. I'm telling you what, liability. For liability alone, okay. Knock it off.
Alyssa in,
I think we should name the company.
Alyssa in KCK. No, we can't.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
We'll be reporting on it when one of them is smooshed like a grape.
Okay, Alyssa, go ahead, please.
First time caller, long time listener. Have you ever heard of cart jumping?
Cart jumping? No, I have not.
Well, I made it up because I hope there's only one person in the world who has the audacity to do this in the grocery store. So I'm at a grocery store. It's not anywhere. It's out of state. Not even close to here. So very busy holiday. It's like the day before Thanksgiving and the lines are long. I'm about to check out. And the lady in front of me turns to me and she says, "Oh, excuse me, my husband needs to come in." And so I was thinking like he had a handful of groceries in his arms. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like to add to her cart. He has a whole cart full of groceries and she wanted me to let him in front of me.
Oh, no.
So have you ever heard of that ever?
Were they trying to jump in line?
No, wife is already in line.
Yes, the wife is in line in front of me. And the husband wants to join her with his full cart.
Did she have anything, or was she just holding the spot?
No, she had her own, like, little, one of those, like, two-tiered mini carts, you know? And then she had, like, the full-size Costco. It wasn't at Costco.
Right, so you get behind her, thinking she's got five or six items.
I'll be in and out in 2 minutes.
Out, and then all of a sudden he derails your entire afternoon, and 3 hours later you're still standing there? No, that's fraud.
Yes, and I was like, and I never get in arguments, but I was like, nope. I'm like, so sorry, he can just, you guys can just pay separate. She's like, no, he's with me. And we went back and forth.
Nope, that is grocery store line fraud.
Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah, that's crazy. The store manager was walking by, and he actually opened up another lane, but I've never seen anything like that ever in my life.
Thank you for the original grievance. Very well done. For a first-time caller, too. That's great. Jasmine in Platte City. Hello.
Hello. My grievance is we live on a 10-acre farm, and we have three tractors. Now, those three tractors, all three of them are always broken. So the grass is growing above our heads. We also have three horses that won't eat. They just stand in the shade.
Then what's the point in having them?
I'm grateful to have 10 acres to live on.
Well, good for you. Well, have a great weekend,
and it's
okay?
Not snow and ice.
Yeah.
You as well.
Okay. Gavin in Leawood. Before we get to a quick break. Hello, Gavin.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
So I got a grievance with all these online shopping businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Mm. What?
So I buy something, right? I order it. I wait and I wait and I wait for it to be shipped. And then I check the status and like a week after I ordered it, and it's not even shipped yet.
Ooh.
And so they're like, if you wait 7 days or whatever, you can email in and then we'll check it out and see what the problem is. And so I do that. And I email in, and 2 hours later, it's, hey, your package has been shipped. Well, then what's the holdup? Why are we waiting a week just to ship it when someone calls you out? What's the deal?
Okay, friend, we got you in.
Gavin, wow.
913.
That was passionate.
586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. All right, we're going to try to get everybody in before the end of the hour. So if you could be real quick with your grievance or your gratitude. Beth.
Hi, hon.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, it's about people who cannot count change to you when you go through a drive-thru.
Who can't count
They're
change?
Just lost. Yes, you have to count back to them. They give you the wrong amount, and then they look all starry-eyed at you and don't know what to do. It's really frustrating.
Okay. All right. We got you in, and I don't want to cut you short, but I want to try to get everybody on. Mackenzie in Independence. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a gratitude.
Okay.
It is for my mom.
Your mom is your gratitude, okay?
Yes, for just being such an amazing person, and she's been working really hard lately to take us on this trip to St. Louis, and I just want to let her know that I really appreciate her.
Okay. Well, she now knows. Mackenzie, thank you. That was lovely. Casey in Leawood. Hello, Casey.
Hey there. My grievance is kind of double. It's for dumb people and stores that require you to give them your phone number to make a small purchase. I was in an unnamed luggage store in Leawood recently, and I bought a $15 item, and he said, I need your phone number. And I said, you don't need my phone number to buy that. Yes, I have to have your phone number. I said, no, you don't have to have my phone number. I said, why would you need my phone number?
Great point.
And he says, well, if you leave your phone here, we need to be able to call you to tell you where to find it.
But that's not how that would work.
No, I didn't think so either. I just stared at him and laughed. I mean, he was too dumb to understand.
Plus, Casey, they always want you to shout out your phone. They're like, I'm sorry, can I get your phone number?
Yeah.
No, as a woman, I'm sorry, and not that men don't want to do that either, but I'm not going to shout out my phone number to you. No.
No, of course not. I'm not even going to write it down for you. You don't need it.
All right, Casey, we got you in. Great grievance. Tiffany in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance is with the two of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
for saying that you don't think that holiday items should be out in stores right now.
Yeah.
Because I am a watercolor artist. I do local shows and farmers markets. And about this time every year, people start asking me about holiday cards and holiday gifts and products. And if I don't get it out, then they'll buy from the larger box stores.
Interesting. I never thought about it that way, Tiffany.
So it's important for us small businesses, for the SEO and just the eyeballs.
Let me tell you this, Tiffany. If I'm shopping small, Christmas stuff does not offend me at all. If I'm walking into a big box store, it's annoying as hell.
It's a deal. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Derek calling in from Colorado. Derek.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. Go ahead.
Hey, quickly, I have a grievance wrapped around a gratitude or vice versa.
Okay.
It's that the gratitude is that I'm living at 7,000 feet and it's beautiful day. The grievance is that's geography up and right. You only get local radio stations, not anything through Odyssey. But now I can because I'm in service. So love you guys. Love your show. And hey, Kansas City.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're going to win.
Thank you, right, Derek. Man. Colorado.
Glad we got you all in. Man, we went fast on that segment. Today is National Pickleball Day. Oh. It's also International Cat Day, celebrating birthdays today. Shawn Mendes is 27. The Edge from U2 is 64. Dustin Hoffman is 88.
Missed that memo.
Deborah Norville is 67. And Scott Stapp from Creed is 52. Aww. All right, we got to run. Bonus hour is
with
next.
With arms wide open.
On behalf of our producer this week, you did a great job, young man.
Thank you.
Logan Weber. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we return on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.